in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, good morning. Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and certainly the world is in turmoil. There are demonstrations against the United States from North Africa all the way to Indonesia, and certainly we've been talking about closing our embassy temporarily in Indonesia. Why France is closing its embassies all across the world because of the violent demonstrations of the Muslims against the various components of the Western Alliance. Of course, we sit here comfortably at home as if nothing really is going on in the world. Life goes on, football season's here. And yet, of course, a war in the Near East or Mideast is looming. Somehow or other, there's going to be some sort of a conflict between Israel and Iran. It's totally irrational. Everything going on in the world is irrational. It doesn't make any sense. Certainly the past head of the Israeli Mossad said that Iran is not a threat and there's no reason to go to war. But, of course, it doesn't matter what the logic is. The American people are being programmed to accept the fact we're going to have a war. And there's going to be some sort of war. I don't know how it's going to work out. We see all of the Muslim countries over there in the Near East and Near East, or most of them, the governments being toppled one after another. Egypt, certainly Tripoli, Tunisia, Libya, and now Syria. Certainly Turkey has gone over into the camp of the Muslim Brotherhood, as is Lebanon. The radical Islamic Muslim Brotherhood is beginning to unite more and more countries under its banner. Well, with us this morning is Barry Shamish, who's an Israeli citizen and Israeli patriot who's written for 30 years about corruption in the Israeli government and some of the terrible things that have been done because of his reporting, why there were threats against his life, and he was forced to come to the United States, and occurs frequently on our program, to keep us abreast of what's going on in Israel and, of course, to refresh our minds about some of the things that have happened in the past. So, Barry, what are we going to be talking about this morning?
Yeah, we've got a complicated one. Well, a little background. I received a DVD, a three-hour DVD, really well-produced by Steve Stavro. It's called Clear and Present Evil. And it's essentially the Catholic Church and what it's doing, behind the scenes to our contemporary situation, and with a big stress on the Jesuits. I liked it a lot, and I put I'm on it. I'm one of the commentators. That's why I liked it a lot, okay? Now, one of the commentators, there are four of us, on this DVD is Bill Hughes. Now, look, you may not know him, and actually I got to know him first time yesterday when he was on my radio show. His explanation of the Illuminati is considered extremely scholarly, and he was a very scholarly guest, but he
who
didn't
is this? What's his name?
Bill Hughes.
Okay.
If you want to meet him someday, just give me a call. I'll hook you up with him.
All right, fine. Go ahead.
Now, look, in certain circles, he's got the knowledge of and exposed the Illuminati. And I had him on my show yesterday, and he has huge gaps in his knowledge because he doesn't understand who Shabtai Tzvi was, what Sabbateans are, and without this knowledge, he doesn't have he's missing a huge chunk of the story. I want to add that, all understanding of biblical prophecies, Jewish or Christian, without understanding the effect of Shabtai Tzvi, it's all moot.
Well, now, I certainly concur, but you better just briefly tell our listeners a little bit about what that is, because most of them still don't understand.
I'll be more than briefly. I've got a whole presentation ready.
All right, go ahead.
Look, Shabtai Tzvi, he was born in Turkey, in Smyrna, Turkey. Somehow he rose to have quite a congregation around him in Gaza. This was, I'm going to start from, this was in 1626 when he was born, and we will go through it. Look, the first part of my presentation is standard knowledge, all right? Not conspiratorial, although, believe me, you'll see the conspiracy. I use someone named Jerry Rabel. He wrote a book called The 50 Jewish Messiahs. It's at Geffen Publishing in Jerusalem if you want it. He exposes who Shabtai Tzvi was. And remember, folks, before I start this, he had the devotion of half the Jews in the world. And I'm going to add, every book says this, including Rabel's, from Iran to Mexico. It's a cliche. But how do you get, in those days, in the 1660s, how did you get the Jews in Iran to agree with the Jews in Mexico that Shabtai Tzvi was the great rabbi? You needed, the only organization then with this kind of spread was the Vatican. But let's go back to Rabel and understand who Shabtai Tzvi was. He changed and this again is from Rabel. I'm going to be quoting from him until we get to Marvin Antleman, where he puts a kind of a higher spin on the issue. Now, Rabel, Shabtai Tzvi changed the holiday celebrations and violated the dietary prohibition. All this followed after his declaration that the usual rules were inapplicable in messianic times. He declared that the coming of the messianic era meant that the biblical commandments were no longer binding. He now proclaimed that God permitted everything. And don't think this is minor. You've got half the Jews of the world thinking that nothing goes anymore because we're... Oh, I hit the music.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment with Terry Shavish.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body, follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way, or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife, Danny, and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, I'm here at American Freedom Network. Our guest is Barry Samish, and we're talking basically about a renegade rabbi back in the 1600s who had a profound impact upon the Jews at that time. And remember, you can't understand what's going on in the world today unless you understand the past, because the past is prologue to the future. Go right ahead, Barry.
Look, I'm quoting Jerry Rabel right now, but this, what he just said, that God permitted everything, that's Rabbi Antelman's central assertion, that Sabbateanism was the polar opposite of Judaism, that Shabtai Tzvi's program was to destroy the tenets of the Torah and replace them with his own tenets, which were the opposite. But again, to stress this has not gone away, okay? It's with us to this day. Now, half the Jews of the world believed it at the time, and that he was going to reveal himself as the Messiah, which he did. Now, look, he revealed that he was the promised Messiah on the 15th day of Sivan. In short, in our calendar, on June 18th of 1666, he declared he was the Messiah. And that date was well known to him and whoever he was being backed by. June is the 6 months, 18 divided by 3 is 666. Oh, well, 1666 are clear enough. Look, either he knew what he was doing, or the prophecies of the emergence of an evil false messiah are right, but Tzvi was him. Nonetheless, now it was the Messianic Age, where Jews all over Europe sold their goods a penny to the dollar, climbed mountains, and expect to be brought to the New Jerusalem, the Holy Jerusalem. Unfortunately for them, they wasted their money and they wasted the climb to the top, because they weren't transported to the New Jerusalem. Nonetheless, it was the Messianic Age, and they interpreted it however they did, why it didn't happen that they were transported, but they kept following Shabtai Tzvi. Now, Shabtai Tzvi's new prayer, and again, this went out quickly, surprisingly quickly, throughout the community, Jewish communities of the world. His new messianic prayer was, "Praised be he who permits the forbidden." Is that a good prayer or not? Look, all things are permitted in the age of the Messiah. And Shabtai Tzvi declared that the old restrictions of the Torah were no longer applicable. He, from his court in Gaza, and by the way, I view that as significant, but nonetheless, he abolished the laws concerning sexual relationships. Well, he declared that all 36 of the Bible's sins, the major ones, were now permitted. And he instructed some of his followers. He told them it was their duty to perform such sins in order to hasten his redemption, all right? This was going on in the Jewish world. Now, it doesn't seem... All right, look, it didn't take long for Shabtai Tzvi to gain the attention of the Turkish Sultan, who in September of 1666, a summer away, threatened him to with torture unless he converted to Islam. And, well, the Sultan figured that at the end of this muckraker, this troublemaker, Shabtai Tzvi, and, well, he relented, the coward that he was, and most of world Jewry abandoned him. It was too much for them. But not all. A core of his followers kept Shabtai Tzvi alive and kicking hard. Now look.
And they converted to the Muslim faith as well?
You betcha they did. Okay. Yes. Now here is their justification. Now Shabtai Tzvi had a philosopher, Nathan of Gaza. He worked it out that this conversion, well, let's just, let's quote Jerry Rabel again. Again, midstream, views of Jewish history, 50 Jewish Messiahs by Jerry Rabel, quote, in order to bring on the Reformation, Shabtai had descended into the darkness of the Muslim world to gather the scattered fragments of the light of creation hidden there. Now this, by the way, is beyond my philosophy and understanding, but somehow or another, the people of this, of 1666 viewed that as logical. There was an outward reality and an inner reality. What Nathan of Gaza did is he transformed Sabbateanism into a theology of paradox. Once the followers accepted the concept of paradox, well, they would keep on believing in Shabtai Tzvi. In other words, he was really a coward, and he really was, the Benedict Arnold of his time, whatever. But he had a philosopher who made it a really good thing that he converted to Islam. It was to get in there and find their secrets. And believe it or not, an inner circle of Shabtai Tzvi's followers accepted the explanation of Nathan of Gaza, and they continued to believe in Shabtai Tzvi as the Messiah. And it spread. Boy, did it spread. I got stories how it spread through Turkey, but I think I'm going to keep this chronological so people don't get lost. This is a history you may not know about, but it's a very real history, and it affects your lives to this day. Shabtai's followers continued their secret hidden life in the Turkish sect. It's called the Donma. This is a sect that you wouldn't know was Jewish because they converted to Islam. The Donma kept up what we just spoke about, the ban on sin became good. All right, that's what they kept up. They kept Shabtai Tzvi's memory alive. I mean, what they did, they turned Purim, which is, it's a holiday. You dress in costumes, kids get candy, Well, according to the Dharma, at Purim, that's when their members exchange spouses for a ceremony they call extinguishing the lights. Now, the Dharma justified their infamous Purim orgies and their regular practice of sharing wives and all kinds of other sexual activities. They cited biblical precedents for the works, and they kept up. Actually, it must have been a very fun thing to belong to the Dharma sect of Turkey, which, by the way, I'm going to give a hint now. They grew, they became powerful. Atatürk, the liberator of modern Turkey, who was responsible for 1.5 million Armenians being slaughtered, was a Dharma. Well, I'm jumping ahead. I don't want to confuse you, because the next segment is Europe, and the next segment is the Illuminati and how it affects us. Now, Jacob Frank, he is the second Messiah. He was born like 50 years after Shabtai Tzvi died. But what can you say? The movement survived, and he viewed himself as Shabtai Tzvi's successor.
And he sort of took leadership of this movement. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what he did, all right, but really well. Now, Frank and his followers wanted ecclesiastic protection. And I stress that again. They wanted Rome to protect them on the grounds that their own beliefs weren't Jewish, but they were anti-Talmudist. Now, in Poland, there was a diocese, and it had a bishop. He declared that the anti-Talmudists, well, Frank's followers, Shabtai Tzvi's followers, they were entitled to practice their religion, and they ordered that all copies of the Talmud be burned and seized and burned. But now he's under the protection of his bishop. And he got lots of donations to his movement, thinking that offered protection to the Jews. What a mistake they made, okay? Look, he extended the paradoxical teaching, so-called paradoxical. I still say he was just a coward who converted to Islam, but it's now the paradox of Shabtai Tzvi, the Messiah, that the coming of the Messianic Age had transformed sexual prohibitions of the Bible into permissions. In fact, even obligations, mitzvot. That's a good deed. Look, according to Frank, engaging in sexual orgies was the means to purify the soul from its sins. A good system. It fits everybody. Debauchery became therapy. Now, Frank convinced his followers that the only way for their special form of Judaism to survive was for them to do what Shabtai Tzvi did and convert, in this case, to Catholicism. Well, it wasn't Islam, but it still was Sabbataneanism. In February 1759, the Frankists declared to the bishop of their diocese that they were ready to be baptized. And the Frankists delivered thousands of new Christians, Sabbateans. Now, Poland and Moravia, we can understand, they also came from Turkey. They were also Dharma. Now, this Frankist movement immediately in 1759 on became involved in international political intrigue, because now they were Catholics. They were allowed into courts, kingly courts all through Europe. And they went and they offered their service. They promised to bring down the Catholic Church and to bring down Poland. That sounds like it was disinformation, but this was the business of Jacob Frank. Well, what can we call it? We call it spying today. What it comes down to is he tried to build his congregation on spying, on espionage. But he ran out of money. In 1786, he was broke. Now, look, these clandestine cells worked to his advantage. And I'm going to say it again from Jerry Rabo's book, 50 Jewish Messiahs. This is middle of the road. This is Jewish history told by someone who doesn't even know what conspiracy means. Now, how much time do we have right now?
Well, we've got about 1 minute before we go to the break.
All right, I'm going to the next section. In this 1 minute, we're going to let Rabbi Antelman, Marvin Antelman, take this story over. What we have now is Jacob Frank, dead broke, and he needed a source of funding, and he found it in the German city of Frankfurt. In 1786, it was the conspiracy capital of the world. We'll get on with it after the break, I guess.
All right, we'll be back in just a moment. That's the Illuminati formed in that area. Formed a decade earlier. Back in a moment.
Ladies, this is Danny Golden informing you that heart attacks in women can be different than heart attacks in men. Women having heart attacks will experience nausea, vomiting, indigestion, shortness of breath, or simply sudden and extreme fatigue, but no chest pain. Get emergency medical help and call 911 immediately if you are experiencing any of these symptoms. Pain, pressure, burning or squeezing in the chest, jaw, shoulders, back or arms that last more than 5 to 10 minutes. Unexplained shortness of breath lasting more than 5 to 10 minutes. Sudden severe nausea, vomiting or indigestion. Sudden sweating for no reason. Sudden unexplained extreme fatigue. Loss of consciousness or fainting. Or sudden unexplained panicky feeling of doom. The key, ladies, is to listen to your body. Follow your instincts, and if you experience symptoms that are disturbing to you in any way or even remotely related to your heart, get yourself checked out right away. If your doctor brushes you off, that's a sign you need a new doctor, one who will actually do what is necessary to get to the bottom of your symptoms.
Mitt Romney on turning Colorado's economy around.
This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Colorado is not better off under President Obama. Obama's excessive government regulations are crushing job creators. Thousands of jobs have been lost. Thousands more are threatened. Obamacare, his war on coal, natural gas and oil, and the failed stimulus have hurt Colorado. Colorado is a state of business builders. But under Obama, businesses are afraid to locate here. We need an environment where entrepreneurs can flourish. The Romney Plan for Colorado? Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare, eliminate excessive regulations, foster innovation, and create over 200,000 new jobs for Colorado.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Inc.
The Lord brings the counsel of the nations to nothing. He makes the plans of the peoples of no effect. The counsel of the Lord stands forever, the plans of his heart to all generations. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, the people he has chosen as his own inheritance. Psalm 33, verses 10 through 12.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess this morning is very shamish, and he's going into the background of Jewish history and that there was this group in the 1600s of Sabbatean Jews, followers of Sabbati, who were Jews who certainly opposed the Talmud, opposed traditional Jewish teachings, and certainly almost a century later we have the Frankish Jews, and they are simply followers of Sabbateanism, but they are, of course, following the leader at that time in the 1700s, a man named Frank, Joseph Frank. Well, before we go on, hurry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get your books, get this information, how they can get to your PayPal button, how they can get to your writings, and then we'll get back to the story of the Frankish Jews. Go ahead.
Right. Well, this story is in my book, Shapitzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. You get that at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com. You'll see a search box right in my name, Chamish. That's how you spell Chamish. You'll get to this book. Don't get the color one. It's a ripoff. Get the black and white one. It'll do just fine. And it's a lot cheaper, like $20. And my website, oh, I have the worst luck with webmasters. I just want them to put my information down, copy and paste. And for some reason, they view me as a way, to promote them and not this writing. And this writing is awfully important. Nonetheless, whatever state my website is in right now is barrychamish.com. Now, let's go back. We've got the end of Rabel's understanding. What he has is a broke Jacob Frank, but according to Rabel, Frank's money problems were somehow solved. But the source of Frank's immense wealth, nobody knows. He said maybe the clandestine cells struck it rich, but what he admits is that in 1786, he moved his entire court to Frankfurt, Germany. Now, for whatever reason, all right, why Frankfurt? Frankfurt at the time was the headquarters of the Jesuit Adam Weishaupt. He was the founder of the Illuminati. And it was the headquarters of the nascent Rothschild financial empire. He was just a coin dealer with five sons. In 1786, they started talking together about how to expand. Now, the Illuminati and Adam Weishaupt's goal was very straightforward. It's complicated. I'm finding out how complicated. Because of this DVD, Clear and Present Evil. But what it comes down to is that the Illuminati had to put a stop to the Protestant Reformation. That was their goal, to stir up trouble wherever this Reformation took hold and get the people back to the Pope. That was the Illuminati. Now, as for the Rothschilds, Mayor Amschel Rothschild had an idea. He looked at the concept of power, and he was tired of being a coin dealer. He said, if I could control the economy which distributed the coins, well, I've got control of a whole nation. You don't have to do it from the bottom up. You just go to the top and strangle them, and you have control. Now, these two people were very, very committed to their own success. I don't know if they had a lot in common personally, but they saw enough that they could help each other. But what was missing was a means to spread the agenda of the Illuminati. All right, the Illuminati had plenty of conspiratorial resources. Those were the resources of the Jesuit order, but they couldn't spread it. Now, what Jacob Frank offered to this growing cabal, two, now it's going to be three, is that he had the agents, and they were spread throughout the courts and the nations of both the Christian and Islamic worlds. He could help. From that little meeting, I'm not even sure the exact date. I know it was in 1786, because Jacob Frank became instantly wealthy. That you can thank the Mayor Amschel Rothschild for. He gave him a big handout. There is no other explanation of the sudden rise of the Frankists and of Jacob Frank. Now, we have got to move away from Jerry Rabel and go to another rabbi. This one saw the depths of what was happening to the Jews, and he traced it to all our troubles. He wrote a book called To Eliminate the Opiate. Go on the internet. Actually, email me. Somewhere I've got it as well. But he describes, and very, very historically, this may be conspiratorial, but it's not mainstream anymore. He describes a movement of complete evil, which has taken over every which way right now. Now, the Jesuits' goal, we know, was the destruction of the Protestant Reformation. They wanted just one pope sitting in judgment on all mankind. They didn't want Protestants. The Rothschilds' goal, we know, it was the wealth of the planet. But it's the Frankist vision that has, well, infiltrated Judaism, and it called for the destruction of Jewish ethics to be replaced by their religion, their Judaism, which was the exact opposite of Judaism, of God's intentions. They wanted Judaism to be replaced by Sabbatianism, or as they called it then, Frankism. It's an ugly conspiracy. Each of them have their own goals, but they ended up blending. Now, when they blended, a bloody war against all humanity, but unfortunately, with the Jews on the front lines, it just erupted, and it's going on right now. Now, Antelman traces the means of the worldwide reach of this ugliness. That's the beauty of his book. No one else did it before him. There were a lot of people around the circle nipping, but they didn't get to it. In the 1770s, the Illuminati was exposed, and it was banned in Germany, and then it all throughout Europe. They banned the Illuminati. Now, this is when Adam Weishaupt made a strategic change. He didn't want his organization expunged.
Hold that thought, Barry. Hold the thought. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Mitt Romney on turning Colorado's economy around.
This president can ask us to be patient. This president can tell us it was someone else's fault. But this president cannot tell us that you're better off today than when he took office.
Colorado is not better off under President Obama. Obama's excessive government regulations are crushing job creators. Thousands of jobs have been lost. Thousands more are threatened. Obamacare, his war on coal, natural gas and oil, and the failed stimulus have hurt Colorado. Colorado is a state of business builders. But under Obama, businesses are afraid to locate here. We need an environment where entrepreneurs can flourish. The Romney Plan for Colorado? Mitt Romney will repeal Obamacare, eliminate excessive regulations, foster innovation, and create over 200,000 new jobs for Colorado.
I'm Mitt Romney. I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President, Inc.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of this program. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, this is going to have to be in two parts. What the heck? I can do it. Look, you've got the situation now where they're melded. Now, Weishaupt has been banned. His Illuminati is banned. And he didn't like that a bit. He came up with a new strategy. He would infiltrate basically agents, his people, into the Freemasonic lodges of England and Scotland and change their highest tenets to his own. And again, that strategy worked. Every lodge throughout the United Kingdom, Scotland and London, eventually turned Illuminati. Now, look at the melding. I don't think that Rothschild wanted the Jews to become Sabbateans. He wanted to get rich. I don't think Weishaupt personally could care less what the Jews became. He wanted the Christians to abandon the Reformation. But this mixture, everyone was the Illuminati now. And that means that the Sabbateans and the Frankists were also helping out the Illuminati. And by the way, the Illuminati were not helping them out. They were pretending to. But neither here nor there. If you don't understand, I mean, everyone knows about the Rothschilds, or at least in very broad terms, that they control finances. Everyone knows the Illuminati was trying to get the world back to Rome. But nobody seems to understand that there was a third party, and that was the Sabbateans. Now, they went to work. What you had now was the core of the Illuminati was still in Germany, but they were banned there. So they had to, breed their agents in Germany and ship them off to London, where, let's just have a few examples of the Illuminati and the Sabbateans. They were the ones that shipped the apostate Jews. All right, keep it that description. All right, Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels to devise communism. The Rothschilds sent their agents like John Jacob Astor and Jacob Schiff from Germany to America. And jumping ahead a little bit, I mean, they financed the robber barons like Rockefeller and Morgan. And in 1922, these guys founded the Council on Foreign Relations, whose ultimate goal is to overthrow the American Constitution and get the country back on its Illuminati basis. In other words, it's such a wacky plan, but you've got so much wealth behind it now that they can actually go ahead, as wacky as the plan is, they can go ahead and try and do it. Now, I'm sticking with Antelman from here on in. His story was Rabo's story taken to the next stage.
I think people need to understand that Rabbi Antleman has written extensively on this subject, and he is an authority. His book is well worthwhile reading, and this is what Barry is quoting now. Rabbi Antleman trying to explain to the Jewish population how this whole situation came about. Go ahead.
Well, I'm going to jump ahead and then go back to the history. In 1932, how many organizations in Germany represented German Jewry? There were over 250 of them. In 1933, one and only one, Labor Zionism. Now, the significance of that is the end of the story. We're not going to go there yet. Let's go on with the chronological history. Now, to corrupt the Jews, remember, they didn't want to kill them at first. They just wanted to change Judaism to Sabbatianism. The Frankists adopted a humane policy, but with lots of price tags attached to it. Again, with Rothschild money and Jesuit power, the so-called Enlightenment was initiated, it became part of Jewish history, the Enlightenment. It was begun by another philosopher named Moses Mendelssohn. And by the way, these were all their families were Christian, or they were Jewish. They were Jewish to begin with, and they infiltrated all over the place. Now, they financed Napoleon, and one of his duties was to liberate the Jews from whatever land he conquered. And the Jews were very grateful for that. It sounded pretty good to them. And, well, from Germany, the reform and conservative movements of America were financed to further dilute the faith and introduce all kinds of foreign concepts into Judaism. And by the way, in America today, they are the big congregation. Well, conservatives dying out. I'm a conservative. But the reform has got hold of Judaism west of the Mississippi almost entirely. And by the way, they have really diluted Judaism. But in spite of all this, the Jews weren't cooperating with the Frankists or the Sabbateans. They kept accepting the Torah for morality and not, orgies. You couldn't change them to being Sabbateans. And a decision was made, enough is enough. Only those practicing Sabbateanism would be permitted to live. Look, European history is filled with pogroms and crusades and inquisitions, and the Catholic Church has an intolerable history of torturing Jews, but nothing. And there were big pogroms. The Smelnitsky pogrom killed 100,000 people.
We'll have to continue this next time.
Right?
We're out of time. Eric, God bless, and thanks so much. We'll talk to you real soon.
Bye, y'all.
And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for a Mikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group, And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Taking your way, the only way they know how.
Well, doctors, what Barry is talking about is the fact that there is and has been for many years a force within the Jewish religion trying to destroy the very tenets of Judaism. But there's a force within the Catholic Church that is certainly destroying the Christian foundations of the Catholic Church, taking it to all sorts of forms. But even more frightening than this, certainly we see today the infiltration of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church with people who are promoting homosexuality and pedophilia and allowing this to go ahead. And, of course, what it's doing is destroying the Christian faith of many Catholics. And, of course, there are Catholics who are true Christians who believe in not just the form of the Church, but in the Christian message. And, of course, that same force has infiltrated the Protestant Church, and they've changed the music of the Protestant Church. They've changed the message of the Protestant Church. And today, we never teach about fear of the Lord, certainly the adoration of the Lord. People don't come to church or ordinarily properly dressed to show their, certainly their admiration for God, dressing up on Sunday to go to church. Oh, no, we come casually with our stickers on and our short dresses, and certainly the ministers have taken off their coats. They don't wear a coat to show certainly that they're properly have admiration for God. We've removed any thought of fear of the Lord or the Lord would bring punishment to people. God is only love. Isn't love wonderful? Well, ladies and gentlemen, if God is only love and there is no punishment for sin, then it is the ultimate triumph of evil. And every aspect of religion has been infiltrated, and we're heading towards terrible cataclysmic times. The world is on the verge of war. Make your preparations accordingly and understand that we will not escape the ravages of this coming conflict. And whether that is going to occur within the next year or 2 years or how soon, I don't know. But I can tell you that we, the America we have known, has ceased to exist. Everything has changed, and you better start making your preparations. What we need to do is try to reclaim our heritage of freedom, a government where the power of the central authority is limited, or where we do not have a small clique that takes us from war to war to war, ever expanding the power of the central government to fight a non-existent world terrorist movement. A terrorist movement which is being funded by the invisible government of the United States. We have our troops in Afghanistan today fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. The Jews released 1,027 convicted terrorists, 400 of those terrorists convicted murderers to get back one soldier. Why did they do that? Well, if you didn't release them, you wouldn't have any terrorists. This whole war on terrorism is contrived to justify moving us into a police state with cameras on every corner. Understand and help us get the word out. And, of course, our telephone number, if you want our information, 1-800-544-8927. Get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, my talk on the dark secret and the forbidden secret. Get my interview with Norman Dodd, The Dangerous Deception. Get our talks on population control, the covert agenda, and Agenda 21, the covert plan. Understand we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And our leaders, whether they be the Christian leaders or the political leaders, most of them have been compromised. There are a few out there trying to get out the word. Help us, help them. Please encourage, pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. Our number 1-800-544-8927. Don't forget our October 21st meeting here in Santa Cruz. Again, our number 1-800-544-8927. Until tomorrow, may the Lord give you
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website.